on the culture.
Everyone, this is Lucky, and I'm here at RSVP Talk Lifestyle. How is everyone this evening? I'm just waiting for my lovely co-host, Yami, but tonight we are going to talk about swinging versus poly. So if you'll recall in our previous conversations about swinging is more about swinging and swapping partners, as you know. It's also about being more definitely in an open relationship, meaning that partners are able to kind of pick other partners, whether it's a soft swap or full swap scenarios. Sometimes maybe it just might be girl-girl play, but usually a couple has their own set of rules that they kind of go about. So with swinging, back when swinging first started, it was more called wife swapping, if you'll recall from Dr. Ziggy and our conversation with him. Started off as being called more wife swapping. Now today, we kind of can have that broader term of just whether, again, it's being soft swap, full swap, in relation to versus poly, where more for me, I think the definition of poly would be to be in a relationship, as in a loving relationship, growing a family, but with many other people and many other components to that. So a little bit with that, I've never known or never been in my own poly relationship, but I do find that I'm very, very curious about the interpersonal relationships that are in poly that I would love some of our readers or listeners, to definitely call us and give us some advice about what would happen if we were, confronted with being in a poly relationship versus just swinging. I would love to hear some stories from you all. But for me, most of my life has been more, I guess, part towards the swinging component. Whereas for me, I'm a single female in the lifestyle, and my relationships have been more with a couple or couples, where I've been kind of the third and being more as the, I guess, the fantasy, so to speak, of that couple's innermost needs and sexual desires wise. But I really would love to see and hear from some of our poly couples because I really am fascinated by the whole concept of that being in a relationship with more than one person and having multiples. And here is Yami.
Hi.
Hi, Miss Yami.
Sorry,
so we were just
guys.
Talking about the differences between swinging and poly. So I was just saying how swinging was more of a open relationship where poly was getting into the more of having loving, bonding relationships with a multitude of people, whether that being two or three or four or more people versus being in an open relationship where it was swinging. What are your thoughts?
Well, what do you consider yourself, more of a swinger or a polyamorous?
I think right now I'm more of a swinger, but I'm very curious about the polyamorous side because I do love people and I'm not open to having a relationship with maybe more than one person. I've just never personally had the experience or been approached to it to really know or say what my feelings would be. But it's not something that I would definitely be completely opposed to. In as such, because being bisexual, I love women just as much as I love men. So for me, it's just who I love and who I click with. So I don't really kind of put a number on that, or whether it's a male or a female on that. So, but I'm very curious to know because I've never had that experience before. So,
I definitely think I consider myself more poly.
Do you?
Okay. Yeah, I would like, to have to, because I feel like one person realistically can't satisfy every single thing, that you're into, whether it be a kink or emotional, so I think it's okay to search for whatever you're not getting from one person, from another person, because one person might be more cuddly than this person and, you know, that other person's and probably
so
more aggressive.
And so you definitely find that then more better than having that open relationship where, say, you know, you're with one particular person and then you have your rules of what you guys, you know, what turns you on and what you guys are going to do and what you're not going to do mm-hmm. as a couple versus having that polyamorous where, you know, you might be in love with someone and then you find another person that you're both in love with as well to have a long-lasting committed relationship to. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I searched a little bit about polygamy, and Dr. Ziggy kind of talked to us, if you remember,
yes.
about the – he has a chapter in his book about polygamy versus swinging.
Yes.
That a lot of people get it confused.
Yes, that is true.
So it's illegal here to be a polygamist, you know, in the Western countries. But
correct.
Other countries, they're like – they use it for like social – class or social economic statuses, and but obviously the men, you know, the polygyny, that's when a male has multiple females
correct
as wives, and then that's obviously more
well
seen
I think here
and more
too.
Accepted than women
definitely
having multiple men
definitely true. Well, I think too here in the United States, I think when you think of polygamy too, it's not that, you know, of having love of different people. I think more people see it in the negative because of some of the more, I guess, the religious sects that have, I think it's the Mormon church that, you know, in the beginning they were very into the polygamy and, you know, a man having more than three wives to attain,
yeah.
to attain something godly-like. So, and I think what it is that because of some of those more extremist groups, I think polygamy really has been given a bad name when it really shouldn't, and it's more of a happy, loving environment.
Well,
versus
it's kind of like a tribe mentality, you know? Like, there's mammals, species out there that
yeah.
they're all not monogamous. You know,
absolutely.
It's just natural.
Absolutely.
I mean, people cheat all the time because it's not natural. What is it, like 50%?
Mm-hmm.
Statistic of people who get married end up in divorce or whatever.
Exactly.
It's a big percentage.
Exactly. No, that's very true. And for those that are, I guess, maybe the cheaters, it, to me it's just like, why haven't you ever thought about having something like, whether it be an open relationship or a poly relationship to me? Because if you already know that that's you and that's who you are, then to me, that I don't know, I guess I'm not one to like live the lie. To me, I'm just my happy free bisexual self, and
yes.
I'm just very open about that. I'm not shy about it. So
well, because I think that has a lot to do with accepting yourself. You accept who you are and you're not worried about what other people think or trying to fit societal standards. You know,
right.
a lot of people, I think they can't come to terms with who they really are. So, therefore, it leads them to having to lie and having to cheat. Because I've met people in the lifestyle that claim to be in the lifestyle, but their actual spouse doesn't know. Like,
right.
that's not, you're fake.
To me,
you're
exactly.
fake swinger.
You're
like,
a fake swinger.
Like, what? No.
Yeah, you got to see, you got to own your own truths about yourself and about, you know, your life and whatnot,
yeah.
too. That's very true.
I mean,
true.
I kind of was involved with someone that claimed to be open and wanted, you know, I opened that door a little more, and but he was in a relationship the whole time. Did she find out about us at the end? Yeah. And he kind of was just like, well, you have to, you know, they're going through their, I guess, transitioning into the lifestyle now, but
right.
it's just like, I don't get it.
But before, like, what, they so
well,
much weren't.
He just was always, you know, living his free swinger open lifestyle, but it's like, that's one-sided.
That's very one-sided.
She doesn't know you're doing that. That doesn't count. You're
right.
not a real swinger.
Right, then that's not a real swinger.
Yeah, and not telling the person, you know, oh, hey, well, this is me, just deal with it, you know. Definitely that's a conversation that needs to be had.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Because yeah, with I think especially with swinging, you have to have that openness with your partner. And because if it's one-sided, then that's not real swinging. That's just, I guess, being a cheat and lying,
yeah.
you know, which is not cool.
I've also dated someone who was polyamorous and, in the beginning, and I think it lasted like a year, and I feel like maybe people do it in, you know, this era, this millennial era, they claim to be polyamorous, but I feel like after like a year they kind of like go back to the, you know, societal, like, hey, you know, I'm going to get jealous now and I don't want to
right.
be poly anymore. I want to be monogamous.
And I would wonder why. I'm definitely, like, well, I said, I think I'm
feelings,
curious.
I guess, you know.
But why can't you be in love with, like, all three people or four of however many in the relationship? I mean, in the beginning you were, so is it just kind of like a going through a...
Maybe selfishness?
Breakup with one?
I don't know. Well, maybe they feel like I was going to walk away. I don't know. But I feel like a lot of people change their minds, you know? It's happened to me quite a few times.
True. Well, I would think that in the beginning, too, I think that that is a lot to think about, too. Because it is. I mean, that's a whole... romantic relationship with X amount of people, and you know, and I'm not sure because I've never been in one. Is it, you know, the females, are they together as well, or is it just they're separate?
Sister wives.
The sister wives. I mean, are they just sister wives in there with him, or is everyone a group participant? Or
I don't judge that, but that's just not that wouldn't be fair to me. Like, you get to have all the girlfriends, and I get to not. Have the occasional dick when I want it.
Right.
No.
But, I definitely think I like the idea of it. I've just never, again, had the experience to really know too much about it. But what I've been reading about it, it doesn't seem all quite as complicated as I'm sure it probably is. But I would definitely love to hear some from our listeners that maybe are poly.
Well, it's not a... complicated. I think swinging is a little more complicated than polyamorous, to be honest.
Really?
I do. I feel like there's more drama with swinging. Because polyamorous, you're creating a relationship with another person. And then I guess it's up to the couple if they want to meet the other person and create their own relationship with him and friendship. I have polyamorous friends that all hang out. And, you know, they tell each other stories and have dinner together, like a little family. And then I'm more of the type of, hey, I'm open. You have your other relationships that I know of.
Right.
Keep that to yourself and I'll have mine and, you know, so forth. I don't really like to intermingle everyone because I feel like that's when things can get complicated.
Yes. I think when you definitely try to put that, you know, label on something, it makes it so much more difficult because there's, as we know, especially even in the swingers world, there's just so much to the word swinger. It encompasses more than just swapping partners type of deal.
Yeah. Well, you know? Well, soft swapping is considered swinging, right? Yes.
I guess it is. You know, to me, I don't see it as being such, but I mean, I guess it really is. I guess it could be considered a part of swinging, but...
And he said threesomes are swinging as well.
Threesomes are swinging.
Yeah, because you're sharing. You're sharing your partner.
Yes. Yeah, definitely. But like I said, for me, I like being the third part is because I'm not in that relationship. I'm not in that bubble of confinement where it's just
confinement.
Like, where it's like, okay, guys, see you later. Mwah to you, mwah to you. I definitely had fun times. But yeah, I would be curious to be in a polyamorous relationship. I mean, I think I would be open to that. I just don't know what it would encompass.
Each relationship you have with each person is different.
I would assume it would be. I would assume it would be.
Mm-hmm.
So I wonder if I could fall deeply in love with that more than one person. I think I probably
I definitely believe you can be in love with more than one person. So I guess that's what all polys think, you know?
Yeah.
They're still always your main person, though. But I guess it just depends on the person.
Right. And I wonder, I didn't see too much in my reading and research. I was really seeing it as more of that there was that, the typical male and then, you know, the female or, like you said, sister wives type deal.
Mm-hmm.
But I would think that, you know, somewhere out there there's probably, you know, maybe – more than that, maybe there's two gentlemen in a relationship and there's a couple of sister wives or maybe one sister wife and a couple of brother husbands. For lack of what to call it. Brother husbands, I guess.
I don't know. I feel like there is a name for that. Eskimo brothers.
Eskimo brothers.
Is that something like that? I don't know. I think they call
Eskimo
it that.
Eskimo brothers.
Eskimo brothers. That means you, like, hooked up with the same girl or something.
Oh, well, maybe. I don't know. That's a new one for me.
Yeah.
But I do. I wonder if there are those scenarios where there's, you know, the one female and there's a couple of husbands or...
Well, I read that it's like 4% compared to like the 85% of like man with a lot of wives. And
really?
Then there's also group marriages.
Yes.
Well, they're obviously not marriages, but, you know...
Spiritual situation.
where, I guess, a group of people are all together.
Oh.
And consider themselves a couple.
Now, see, I never heard of that.
That's a lot of emotions.
That's a lot of emotions.
In one house.
Yeah, that's... And how do you live communally and peacefully?
Wasn't there, like, a freaking TV show that was, like, it was called Sister Wives?
Actually, there is.
And it was, like, a farmer, like, how you said, they depicted it. Terrible.
Well, I know for them, though, it's more of a religious thing. Like, I know that the wives don't, you know, they're not bisexual and they're not with each other. Like, they have their own separate households in that particular program. But he does have the, you know, the legal wife and then his three other, quote unquote, spiritual wives.
Yeah.
But there's also that new show about finding a sister wife, which I didn't have a chance to see.
I haven't heard of it.
Yeah. I saw some commercials for it, but it was about finding they were couples and they wanted to live the poly lifestyle. So they were finding another significant other. But again, it dealt with a more traditional male and female couple, and then they're looking for a sister wife. So
like
to speak.
A unicorn? Should we audition? Are they hot?
I'm wondering. Well... No, not in the commercials that I saw.
Next season.
Well, yeah, we'll have to do that next season. But I'm not too sure. I mean, I didn't get to see it, so I'm not too sure about it.
Have little secret recorders.
Right?
I'm kidding.
And it's like, what if the wife really doesn't like the other potential wife? That would cause drama.
Wait, what do you mean?
If, say, the wife doesn't like the prospective sister wife.
Well, I'm sure they both have to like her.
I would think so. But it seemed like in one of the commercials, one kind of wasn't digging the other one. So I'm not too sure.
Well, she's going to get the boot then. She gets no rose.
I guess she doesn't. No rose for you. But... I don't know. So, yeah, for me, I think just right now I just stick with I'm the swinger, I guess, so to speak.
I'm the swinger.
I'm the swinger, not the...
Unicorn swinger.
The unicorn swinger, not in the poly as of yet.
Yeah.
But, you know, again...
Situations happen.
Absolutely.
Come up.
Absolutely. You never know what happens in the future.
Being a unicorn is starting to come to light to me more and more, you know. It's very interesting, and I'm, you know, how we were saying that now because we're on the show, a lot of people are coming forth with their stories.
Yes, and, yes, yes.
You know, I feel like we have to have, like, a unicorn no-no episode. Like, things to not do or say or treat your unicorn that way.
Yes, we should do a show.
Because, man,
that.
Have I heard some, and have been in some weird situations.
Really?
As a unicorn, as couples trying to, you know, I guess, seduce me.
Yes. Well, yeah, there's a certain way to do it. Trust me. There's a certain way to seduce a unicorn.
What's the way to seduce Lucky? Let us know.
Yeah, let's see.
What are the rules and regulations?
Well, first off, don't tell me what you're going to do to me before you even seen a picture or know my name or said hello or know my voice.
Oh, wait. What do you mean? Like one of those like DM messages?
Yeah. Some of them are just, I'm just kind of like, whoa.
I would bend you over.
Oh, no, you're not.
Shove it right in there.
Maybe. But would you
send
like
me a
to
dick
know my
pic
name
first?
Right? Show me like something first. But yeah, I don't know. I like to be the wined and dined, and I like to meet people, and I like to make sure that they're a really good fit and what their rules are and what their expectations are.
Have you ever had any like crazy couples that you're just like, and time for me to leave this situation?
I gotta say no. I've been kind of really, really lucky with that.
So you like filter them before you even like.
I do. I do. I really, you know, the couples that are very aggressive like that, I usually tend to stay away from because to me it's just like, you know,
that's the ones cool that come up and like.
But you know, at least you know. Well, to me, at least.
Well, hello, my name's Yami.
You don't even have a face picture or know my name. At least you know those would be two minimum requirements. Is at least. You know, see who I am and, you know, maybe know my name first before you tell me what you're going to be doing to me, you know, and, you know, just saying. But no, I mean, I've just really had, I've been very blessed with the opportunities to, you know, I go out and I, you know, meet couples, whether it's for coffee or for a drink or dinner or whatnot, and get to really know them and, you know, kind of decide, you know, am I attracted to both? Are they both attracted to me? And then, you know, what exactly they're looking for, you know, because everybody, again, in this lifestyle looks for something different. So, I mean, I was approached once about being kind of a sister wife, but I don't think that that was kind of like they really had the understanding of what that would be. And I was kind of more like, yeah, I don't know about that. Playmate, yeah.
The sister wife. Sister wife is like, what do they mean? Like to live with them?
Yeah, okay. To actually be a sister wife, but in the swing lifestyle. And I was just kind of like, well, maybe. We'll have to see how that grows. Because, again, I think that's a more developing thing. Because if I'm going to do that, then I want to be, you know, I guess in a relationship in love.
Sure.
Exactly. Exactly. And love them like I was going to be in the relationship. Because I would think for me that's a very important part if I was going to be in a poly relationship, you know, is having that love and – you
well,
know,
that's what poly relationships are.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And having that relationship and those bonds with them and not so much it just being that one person. I want to be, you know, if it's a gentleman and he's already has a wife and another girlfriend or two girlfriends, I want to make sure that, you know, I love and respect all of them because I don't think it would work for me if it wasn't going to be in that kind of – for my – I guess my ideal mind would think would be –
I'm sure there's drama, though, with sister wiving.
I would think.
I mean, remember that guy from the morning talk show? I can't remember his name. Sorry, buddy. He was over here in the corner. Not Shamar. The one here, the one with the six live-in girlfriends. And we got him to admit it.
Oh, my goodness. What was his? Oh, my goodness. I did forget his name.
But he Shamar, said it. He's like, yeah, Brooklyn. It sounds like something people would want. And the dream. But he's like, it's a lot of drama.
Right? What was he saying about over
what
a jacket?
Human nature to be jealous.
One drama over a jacket.
She wrote her over a jacket. As he wrote with a marker her name on a pillow. And I was like, she could do better. Come on.
You could do better than that. Yeah.
Bring your petty game up.
Bring your petty game up. But so how many polyamorous relationships would you say that you've been in?
I would say, well, because, I had a boyfriend and we said we were going to be open because I've been single for a while too. Like I don't really call anybody my man.
Gotcha.
Like I haven't done that for like, gosh, like 5-6 years. So
okay, so,
I've had a lot of boos. I call them my boos.
Your boos.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I had a dom, but
right.
I guess that was the most serious one.
Okay.
I dated an artist for a couple of years, and that was the one that I said that we were open at first. And then,
right.
So all the boos that I have, they start off with us being open, so then they have their girls, I have my guys.
And then you have the kittens and
– we do our own thing separately or together, whatever.
Okay.
And then throughout time, like a year – almost like a year and a half, I guess, you know, they start getting a little more serious and more into me. And then that's where the natural selfish and, you know, jealous nature that we do have, it's normal,
yes,
comes
absolutely
out. It's just how you control it and, you know, if you let it get to you.
Absolutely.
I mean, of course I get jelly. I kind of like the sting, though. I find it as – I take it as a positive little game. Like, you know, okay.
Okay.
Watch. You're going to come home and I'm going to be like, I broke into your apartment, but in a sexy lingerie trying to, like, you know, win the game.
There you go. Win the game.
Win the game.
That's what it's about. Win the game. But yeah, I would love to hear from our listeners that are in poly relationships and see how they navigate, and that'd be interesting to hear, because I know Dr. Ziggy had touched upon that for a little bit, but we need to have him back too. He was such a plethora of information.
A plethora.
That's a fun word.
He had
all
these big words. I was just like, wow, I never realized. Never realized. But, yeah, I guess for now I'm just the plain old swinger.
Oh, that's okay. That's fun. Okay. Yeah.
That's still fun.
I told you about that fetish party in Fort Lauderdale that's coming up for Labor Day weekend.
Yes,
you're going to come. You're going to be my fellow unicorn.
If I'm recovered enough.
Oh, my God, that's right.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, I'm having major surgery next week.
Oh, my God, it's already that soon.
It's that soon. It is. Yeah. So if I'm recovered enough, I would love to go, because I am definitely. I was reading the different parties. I was just like, wow.
Oh, the flyer I sent you?
Yes.
Yeah, dude, I was like, it's five days, 9 parties.
That was a lot of parties.
That's a lot.
And those were some really different sounding parties. I was just like, wow, I would really like to check this out, because I'm super curious about that. Super curious. Have you been to one of those parties before?
I've gone to dungeon parties.
Okay, but not from particularly
that Fetish Factory,
group.
No.
From the Fetish Factory, okay.
Yeah. The story was that I was in Pompano Beach for that weekend. And there's like one lingerie store that popped up. So we go there. They barely had anything. We're driving off, going back to our Airbnb. And then all I see is like fet. Like from the corner of my eye. I was like, and then I see fetish. And then I just like skirt the car. Did a quick U-way. I'm like, we've got to go here. I don't care if we're in a rush. So then when we pulled up, it was like Fetish Factory. And I'm like, what? And we're like Googling it, and nothing, like, unless you search for it, it's not going to pop up. Like,
oh,
that's pretty
okay.
dope.
Wow.
Like, it wasn't on the map. We were searching for, like, you know, sex
okay.
stores.
And is it a place that, like, has regular events, or is this just, or they only hold this weekend, it's a very special 9 parties in 3 days.
I think they just throw, like, big events. I don't think they throw them all the time.
Okay, so it's not a venue that you would go to, like, every weekend?
No. It's just parties they throw in different locations.
Okay.
So I feel like I've seen their name wandering around. What?
I wonder if there's poly couples in the BDSM lifestyle, and are they all in the BDSM lifestyle?
Probably not.
Oh. Oh.
But maybe not. I don't know. You can never say never.
Yeah, one's a dog.
I personally think polyamorous relationships is because people try to find something in someone else, you know? Me and you could probably have a very loving connection, but you might not like beating me up. And I like to get beat. So, you know, we would have to come in, you know.
That might be.
Conclusion that, hey, there's going to be days where I'm going to need to visit the dungeon. You know, I don't. Just don't ask questions.
You gotta go to the dungeon.
I will tell you. Sorry about the bruises. Just give me a week to heal, and then I'll be okay.
I bruise very easily.
Yeah.
Yes, I do. I do. That's why I kind of... I like the handcuff idea, but...
What do you mean the handcuff idea?
Having the handcuffs being on that cross thing.
Oh, yeah. Very hot.
That's pretty hot looking. I'm still afraid of the zapper thing, though.
I'm kind of a dick, though. Like, I'll go to the dungeon parties, and you know I'm sassy.
Yes,
so, like,
you're
I'll
very sassy.
There was one time I went to a dungeon party, and then it was, like, a new dungeon master, and, you know, it was like a female dungeon master and a male one. And then the female one, she, you know, I was comfortable with her. I had played with her a couple of times and had sessions. So, you know, you know how we love bringing people to the lifestyle. So I had brought a bunch of people, and you know, they're wandering around the dungeon having a good old time,
right,
getting spanked.
And then, you know, Dungeon, the lead mistress, she's kind of like, oh, you should try out the new Dungeon Master. He's really good. And then, you know, Drunk Yami was like talking shit. I was like, oh, okay, oh, sure.
And did Drunk Yami like, go I'm and good. Try?
So then I was watching him, like, you know, taking care of everyone else. And then I'm kind of like, damn, all right. He's kind of hot, like.
Okay.
He seems like he could do a good job. Taking so then care eventually I was just like, I think I got up and I sarcastically was like, all right, let's see what you've got. And I like laid down. Yeah, he hit pretty hard.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, do the dungeon masters and mistresses, do they do the rope stuff too as well? Or is it just more into the beating, spanking, zapping?
They do. They do role play and you can get suspended. I don't know if each dungeon master knows how to do role play.
Oh, okay.
It's just a art form if you learn it.
I'm really interested.
I don't think there's requirements.
No, there's not
requirements. To actually really get hired in the dungeons, I think.
Oh, okay.
Well, the ones I've been at, you know, it kind of just seems that if you're really into that
lifestyle,
personality,
okay,
you can make money off of it. I mean, I know girlfriends of mine that decided to become, you know, dominatrixes.
I've heard that's a really huge thing.
Yeah.
Like, they do get paid a lot. And male
friends, too. There's guy friends that I, you know, girls or guys pay them.
Well, I could see, though, I could see being in a, I guess, a predominantly business managerial position and always being that boss and having to make decisions. And so I can see them going to a dominatrix and having that, you know, being the sub for an hour or 2 hours.
Kind of interesting
how
that works, huh?
It really is. It's kind of different, but it's like, I get that. Because you always have to be the badass at work and everyone hates you and, you know, you're the dominant one. It must be nice to be able to let loose and just be the sub and have someone else command you and make you do the things that...
Subspace.
Yeah, subspace.
It's amazing.
But definitely, I want to be well enough. I hope I'm well enough and be able to check out that party because that'll be...
Oh, yeah.
That'll be different. I'm very curious
to see.
Well,
I mean, I'm sure they'll throw more. Now I'm connected with them, so definitely...
Because it's definitely an avenue I would like to explore and check out. I love learning things that I don't know about, you know? Like, I'm always very curious into delving into things and topics or whatnot that I don't have never seen or have never tried. So I'm really interested. Like I said, even about being in a poly relationship.
Poly.
Yeah. Poly. Polyamorous.
Polyamorous. It is kind of confusing because I consider myself... Polyamorous pansexual.
Yeah.
Okay. So polyamorous, we've kind of explained.
Mm-hmm.
Open relationships with different people.
Right.
And pansexual is into any gender.
Okay.
Yeah. So.
Well.
Bring it all.
Okay. All right. So then that's still different than being bisexual, being pansexual.
Yeah, because bisexual, you just.
It's male or female.
Male or female.
Okay.
Pansexual, I don't really see, I don't care for the gender, whether it be male, female, or both, or transgender.
Okay.
I'm into it all.
Gotcha.
Yeah, so.
All right. No, that's different because I don't think a lot of people really have heard the word pansexual before.
Yeah, there's not many pansexuals as much as there is polyamorous people.
probably. But, I mean, that's still good to know because, you know, again, I don't think a lot of people have heard that term. So, all right. So it's just not.
Learn something new today.
Learn something new
You're
every
welcome.
Day. Thank you.
So did you do anything wild this past weekend?
I did. I went to.
How was your Easter?
I went to the
did
beach.
You hop on some bunnies?
I didn't. No, actually, I went away with some friends.
Oh, yeah. I saw you on a boat.
Yeah.
Boat
we were cruising down the Gulf of Mexico. Boom, shoom. It was great.
That's awesome.
It was so sad to come back home, though.
I was talking to someone about boats the other day, and I'm like, you know, Florida, everyone's always on a boat. Like,
you would think, yeah.
Well, yeah, I think so.
I would think so.
I mean, you just walk outside, make a friend, and, you know, they'll have a boat and then they'll invite you on your boat.
And we rented the boat for the weekend. So, I mean, we we went to the marina and they had the boat ready for us. And, you know, the six of us went off and jet set it around the river and down the channel and saw a ton of dolphins over the weekend. It was like so much fun dolphin watching. Because, I mean, they're coming up to the boat, they're jumping out. And of course, every time, and this is my luck, every time I'm trying to videotape it, they go back in and then they wait and then they wait and then they wait and then they pop up over there. And so then I'm trying to take my camera and go over here and wait. And then they come back over here and I'm like, you little suckers, man. You just know I'm trying to take a picture of y'all.
Have you ever fucked on a boat?
Yeah.
Oh, jealous.
That's what I'm actually. But I've never done it in a plane. I want to do the.
Yeah. Well, I told myself. Club. Well, it must be weird doing mile high club with
someone in
kids.
One of those bathrooms.
too many people. Too many folk. But definitely, Mile High Club will happen on someone's jet. I don't care if it's my jet or friend's
or their jet.
Exactly.
It'd be much better on a private chartered jet.
For sure.
Sure, than commercial airline bathroom.
Yeah, I don't want to get in too much trouble.
No.
you end up in like airport security jail.
Sitting next to the marshal with some handcuffs on me. Yeah, that probably wouldn't be very cool, would it?
But I do like to push my limits, so I probably would. Because I'm terrified of flying, so I have to get, you know, intoxicated to be on a plane. So that's shit that I'd be like, let's go. Meet me in the bathroom.
Meet you in the bathroom. Just don't get caught by the air marshals at all. But, yeah, you got to go on a chartered plane to do that.
Yeah, but definitely, I'm like, how have I been on so many fucking boats all these years and haven't fucked on one yet? I got to fix that.
It's fun.
I imagine the motion of the ocean.
It's just like that, the lull.
Mm-hmm. And bouncy.
And bouncy, yes.
You just make it bounce more. I think I've fucked in the back while people were driving.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
That's bouncy too.
That's kind of bouncy too. That's bouncy too. I wonder in a bus.
Oh my God. Have you seen those videos though? Like, what's that girl? Jenny Jizz. She like has done like, they like to do the, was it public?
Not so much nudity, but the public sex.
Yeah, public sex. I feel like there's a word for that. I can't think of it right now.
I don't know. I never did that.
Yeah, but there's people that do that. Like, it's a rush.
Oh, I bet.
I think I'm kind of one of those people, but not on a bus.
Right. I could probably do the public nudity thing, but the public sex thing, I'm not. Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, public nudity, that's nothing. I show my tits all the time.
Right? Or, you know, go and streak in front of McDonald's or something, you know, lift up the titties, whatever. But
free French fries.
For free French fries. I will show you my tits for free French fries. You know, you forget New Orleans and you know, you didn't have to worry about beets. You'll do it for French fries.
Oh. Yeah. Well, at least I think I'd like French fries more than beets. So, yeah, I'd probably flash my titties for fries before beets, yes.
I will flash definitely. For French fries. Yeah, that would be
flash me. For fries. That's got to be like our shirt.
Flash for fries. We should get some shirts made up. We will flash for fries.
My goodness.
Any of you all work at any fast food restaurants, we will flash for fries, okay?
Okay, no, that's – unless they're nacho fries from Taco Bell. I ain't having it.
Oh, no taco – no taquero Taco Bell.
Oh, we're not going to have this conversation, Lucky. You'll make me very upset.
I'm sorry. I can't do Taco Bell.
Anyways, back to the topic.
That we seem to get off of, like, every time.
Oh, it's okay. We always bring it back.
We always do.
Yeah.
We always do. So what are some other differences between polyamorous and swinging?
Swinging, well, there's no connection with swinging. And then, you know, we also spoke about how that's a new thing, the new era of millennials. They just don't want to know each other's names and just fuck. And I don't even think that's just with the swinging community. I think that's just in general.
No, I think that's I think that's in general idea now of especially like the younger crowd. Definitely. No relationship. No.
Well,
or explore.
Or or
I think definitely there's much more exploration now than there used to be. At least in my general experience.
Well, I think it's
because I came from one of those small
towns. Ourselves with open people. So that's probably why we feel that way. But if you kind of step out of the non-monogamous circles and then you see how real people live their lives, it's just kind of astonishing. Like,
that's probably true. I'd have to take a step back now and really think about that, because now that I'm so more outside of the box than in it, that I forget what being in the box would be like.
It's funny.
And being normal.
You know, you go to those parties or you're having that kind of night and or, you know, those events that are three-day weekends, you come out of it put your titties away, stop dressing in slutty costumes.
I can't walk around naked over here now.
It's an adjustment.
It really is an adjustment. I miss my costume. I love wearing my costumes.
Yeah.
It's like Halloween every day.
It is.
It's naughty Halloween.
Woo-hoo. We like us, people in the lifestyle like to dress up.
Not everybody,
you don't think
though.
So?
Not I think everybody. I think the theme parties are very big. Some, yes. I think there are some theme parties, though, that are bigger than others, like the glow ones. I love the glow one.
So I like how now they kind of have the bracelets, how you had mentioned one episode where it kind of – but is it just their names or the color coordinated to what you're into?
I think there are some places that – well, I know there's one particular party that is color-coded to what you're into.
Yeah.
I think they're called, like, the traffic light parties.
Okay.
Yeah. So,
because I was going to say, you know, because people can get mixed up with going up to, you know, a swinger couple and a poly. They're different, you know, because people will consider the polys kind of like, I guess, the soft swappers, you know? Because we take our time and.
Probably. And I think, I think swingers are kind of snotty about the whole poly thing.
Definitely.
Too. Yeah.
Well, swingers are a little more aggressive.
Oh, you're not going to share and. It's like, well, we're in a relationship, and I think they could be more snottier about it.
I've definitely seen that. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Which is too bad because, to everyone to each their own, you know, share the love and everyone be happy.
Just love
and happiness and sex. That's just the way around the world.
Love, happiness, and sex. Yes.
Love, happiness, and sex.
That's a good book.
It literally would be. We should.
Hey, that should be the title of Dr. Ziggy's book.
Yeah, there we go. Dr. Ziggy, if you're listening, that should be
the
title. We made
it. We did it. We finally
did it.
Came up with, he's probably going to be like, that's terrible. Or it probably exists. That's what happens to me in all the ideas I come up with.
Oh, that would be horrible if that already exists. Because that's a great idea. We just, you know, I thought we nailed that one.
It's okay.
It's all right. We're going to, our next adventure was we're going to create the, what was it? The lifestyle jewelry.
Mm-hmm. Oh, like what we were just talking about would already exist.
Yeah, because
exist.
It was all, but see, there's not a universal one.
What do you mean a universal one?
Well, remember, because Dr. Ziggy was saying they change it now, like it's an upside down pineapple.
Oh, yeah.
And then there's another company, I think, that does the ID lifestyle. But I don't know how symbolic that is to the whole swinging or encompass the whole.
Well, I just think each circle or each party or each company venue has kind of their own thing.
I think there should be a universal one. Damn it.
So you can just see him beaming.
So I know.
I was going through, what website was it? I think it was SDC. And I was checking it out.
Mm-hmm.
And they kind of have like the little like Tinder thing where you can see where there's other swingers around your area.
Really?
Like location. Yeah, like geolocation.
I gotta get on SDC because I'm on SLS.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll have to check out the SDC.
I kind of like the SDC one more.
Do you?
But, okay. You know. I think I'm sure both have different things. SLS kind of looks like they're more of the events sharing.
Yeah.
And SCC is more probably like connecting people.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll have to check that one out. Because I don't know. I figured you'd have
profiles.
Not on SCC, no.
Okay, but you have SLS.
I have SLS.
Yeah. How does that go for you? Or has it gone for you?
Kind of. You know what? People find out you're the unicorn, and it's like sometimes I go through tons of messages. Tons of messages. But I don't know.
Well, I can imagine.
You know, there's been times, though, that I made appointments, like, to meet people, and they kind of either flake out or, you know, they're fake or, you know, it just doesn't seem to transcend into anything.
It kind of seems like a thing that couples stand up unicorns a lot. I've heard another unicorn friend of mine say that.
Yeah.
She got stood up, you know.
I mean, and to me, it's like, well, you know, you're just meeting. It's not like, and you know, you have to plan to make sure that you do something, that you have to do something on that first meet and greet. You know, it's just, you know, that's the point of meeting. And especially just something simple like
well,
a cup of coffee or a drink.
Well, I think that's where communication comes in.
You know? But yes, I mean, if you're not able to do it, then just, you know, at least cancel. Don't just completely flake out and never hear a word, and then, you know, a year later
because
you're liking my picture.
You're going to run into each other. A year later you're liking my picture.
Yeah, right? Is it, well, no, and that's happened, and it's just like, really? Okay, well, I remember you, so not happening.
You think they don't remember you?
I don't know. I don't know. I change my hair color so often.
True,
maybe
yeah.
someone wouldn't recognize me who I was when I had purple hair. Now it's blue, you know. And soon I'll be a redhead with blonde hair. So, you know, it just depends.
Fiery.
Yes, I'm going to do the fire and ice thing. Yeah.
Oh, I like it.
Yeah.
I can see it. You're going to look hot.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you. Yes, yes.
She's coming in hard this summer, people.
I am. Once I get over my surgery and get my hair did, it's on, girl.
Oh, yes.
It's on.
Let the parties begin. I'm excited.
Goals this summer.
Goals this summer. I'm catching up to my goals. I don't know where you've been at. I've already
well. I have to have one my of all my female. Goals. I have to have my all female orgy. So that's going to be my goal.
Oh gosh, that store that I was talking about, the Fetish Factory, has like every single BDSM related toy, apparatus, chains, like anything,
nipple clamps and everything, huh?
Dude, like
wow.
There was a mask with a dildo on the forehead. I was like, I would never think about that. That's dope as fuck. Because you know, you're like. They're sitting on your face.
I would have never thought of that.
Yeah.
I've never seen one of those.
Yeah, it was very interesting. I can't wear masks because I'll like have a panic attack, but I'm sure it would look hot to see.
Right? Well, you know, some of them aren't too bad, but when they get into that whole, like, the whole latex thing covering me, and it's just like, I think I get
suffocation.
A little claustrophobic. Yeah, I think I get a little bit claustrophobic.
Yeah. I tried a
outfit I could do.
Yeah, like, oh God, the outfits, the latex outfits look hot up to here.
The ball gag I could probably handle. The nipple clamps, I don't know about those. Can't say, though, because I've never really tried.
Oh, no, I have very sensitive nipples. I can't do it.
No. I don't know because
I've
sure,
had sessions
you
where,
know.
You know, they beat your titties.
Ooh.
Beat your titties.
I think I do better with the hot wax being poured on me than having nipple clamps on my titties.
That's vanilla. That's nothing. Everyone does that in the beginning.
Everyone does that in the beginning?
I don't know why I looked at it.
You're looking at Cass and I'm looking at Cass like, oh, please share. Because I, she's looking at you and I'm thinking, is there something I don't know?
I felt a hot wax energy coming from the side of the room.
And he's just like, no, I'm not getting involved in this conversation.
No, I thought that was vanilla. That's like the first thing you do stepping into like BDSM, like feather play.
No, I thought that would be the handcuffs or the silk scarves being tied to the bed and the little crop be whispering.
Yes, the crop would come after the hot wax.
Why would that
Look,
come after?
You know those lame ass fucking like what's that movie? 50 Shades of Grey. And they sell, like, the little kit, the little BDSM kit.
All that to say, 50 Shades of Grey is definitely not the icing in the whole BDSM community.
Well, it's hot. It, you know, they kind of shown the mentality. No, yeah, it was really emotional. They switched it up. I didn't get it.
Yeah, I didn't. I didn't get it. And honestly, the books were way better than the movies. Although I only watched the first movie, and it still kind of sucks.
And then the last one, I thought they were gonna start swinging, right? Because she like almost hooked up with the bad guy or whatever, and then they just made it emotional again.
Oh,
and then tried to take it. The movie Taken was kind of in it, like. His sister got taken, remember? Then they had to rescue her.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
But I do like the part where they showed the ex-sub, how she was mentally fucked up and, like, wanted him back. Like, I really do feel it's, like, such a strong connection that, you know, that situation could happen.
That is true. That is true. And then didn't he have his little Mrs. Robinson, too? Wasn't she the one that introduced him, the older lady?
Yeah.
Yeah, that introduced him to the BDSM lifestyle. Yeah. But other than that, I still thought it was pretty vanilla for a movie about...
Yeah, hot wax. I'm sorry. Sorry, baby.
Oh.
We're going to have to rough up your skin a little bit. Toughen it up.
I'm telling you, that's why I'm so curious about the Fetish Factory parties, because I was just reading it like, wow. Ooh. Oh.
They're definitely very private because I walked in with my camera on IG and... They were just like, no cameras in here. And I'm like,
Oh.
Sorry.
Yeah, no. And it seemed in those, I mean, the ticket prices were kind of.
But I could see it because much not everybody elite. Wants to know that they're into that lifestyle. Because that's not just swinging. That's like deeper than swinging.
Yeah, that's deeper.
Like, you know, a little more.
That's quite deep.
Psychotic. Like, and depending what your kink is, you know, there's levels.
Yeah, well, that Saturday night one would seem to be all levels of everything and then some that I don't even know about that I'm just like...
Well, I kind of question, like, I don't know if you feel this way, but I'm always pushing my limits. So I, like, try something and then I want to try something more and then something more and then something more and then something more. So I'm like, at what point am I going to be like, this it? This the limit.
That's the limit.
So I look at these crazy, like, the suffocation porns, and I'm like, I wonder if that's going to be me in 10 years, you know?
Right.
Like, what are we going to be into in 10 years from now?
You know, that's
I've
true.
I've done some things, Lucky.
Well, haven't we all? Haven't we all?
My.
But, you know, there's nothing wrong with exploration and testing your limits, and I'm always pushing my limits.
Yeah.
So I try. Yeah, I do. I definitely try. Maybe
Ooh,
been a
I feel like she's
times.
Thinking about one.
No, just for a couple of times, and I'm just kind of like, yeah, I'm not ready for that one just yet. Maybe as I'm further in my exploration, or if I find the right person. I think, again, for me, it would be the right person to explore certain things with. You know?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Because it's, you have to trust that person 1,000% that they're not going to actually kill you for real.
You know? You know, if it was a difference between saying, okay, for example, you wanting to whip me or Cast wanting to whip me.
I thought I was going to get paddled here. I don't know what would happen, but okay.
We'll you know, I'd that. Probably let you both try, but I'd probably go further in bounds with you, but maybe because I know you better.
Aww.
And I know you come more comfortable. You know
you'd
what I mean?
You'd let me pour hot wax on you, baby.
I would. I would. Sure, anytime. Let's just test the temperature of that wax first.
No, I fucking had someone burn my skin. That shit really hurts.
Ooh.
It has to be like the right candle. Not just any candle, people. I mean, unless you want to get burned like that, which people are into that too.
Well,
okay.
Yeah.
I have a friend that's into, like, burning her skin.
There are some people that have much higher pain tolerances for things. Yeah,
I've tried that.
Okay.
Like, cigarette burns. Definitely had to be a level of fucked up for that.
Yeah, that would have to be. I don't think I'd want to try that level. But, you know, I would try the wax. I wouldn't be opposed to
that. Shit
to
hurts,
that.
Though. Yeah. Well, the wax, that
okay,
was
too well,
hot. That's
I'm not saying
like,
put
like
it pour it on my clit or my nipples. But, you know, maybe other places I can handle it. Yeah, just try getting
a
Brazilian wax.
I won't do it on the cookie. You know, the whole zapping situation with my cookie that I told you guys about, I wouldn't put you through that.
Right? Because it's bad enough to get a Brazilian wax, okay? So
I'm a gentle firm lover.
Having that ripped right there is already painful enough. So I can just imagine what hotter wax would do.
Oh, that's true.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Ow.
Ow. Yeah. All these years later, I still jump off that damn table.
Oh, God.
She's like, aren't you used to this yet? No.
Yeah, no.
Just don't that, tell me for
that.
For
that, I need someone who I have to date a girl, I guess, that does waxing for me to try that out. So it could be sexual, you know? Like, I can handle pain when my mind is in a sexual place. But, like,
oh, we'll see. There you
I don't
go.
Want pain.
Yeah. Like, this
not good pain, you know?
Yeah, well, that's not good pain. This, no. No. Not on any level. And they lie when they tell you to take Tylenol or Motrin before it, too. Just saying.
Take something stronger.
Take something way stronger. Yes. Yes. Just get your mind out of it, because that whole 10 minutes is 10 minutes of excruciating pain. Yes.
But I feel like y'all have to be kind of into it.
Yeah, you do.
Because I, you know, that's, I guess, a high pain tolerance.
Exactly.
Yeah, you have a higher pain tolerance.
And I like the idea of the blindfolding thing. I like that, how it heightens that sensuality. Yes.
I love blindfolded play.
Yes. But again, I think it's who, you know, you're comfortable with in that situation. Because, you know, I'm not just going to let anyone whip me with a whip, you know.
Well, I guess, you're at this point, I'm like, eh. Go
if
ahead.
If I can see them.
I do it for them.
I do it for
you
them.
Can spank
or
me.
If
spank
I can see
booty.
You, you might not be able to blindfold me. You might. You know what I mean? But I think it'd be just different of who I'm with and what that comfortability would be for me.
One of the crazy far things that I've done that's kind of with the suffocation thing, I guess, would be the drowning.
Okay.
I've been submerged in water and, like, finger blasted at the same time. So it was like I was dying but feeling like heaven at the same time.
See, I've been choked. I've, you know, done the choking thing. And I do that. That's highly erotic. I do like that.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, now imagine that submerged in
underwater.
Water.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Never thought of that.
Yeah,
like,
you should try it. It was kind of fun. It was scary. Like I said, someone you trust and feel comfortable with.
True.
That's
different, though. I would have never thought about
I
that
I know,
one.
Right?
Yeah.
Pulled it right out of the bag. I wasn't ready. It wasn't talked about, but it happened.
Well, hey, it wasn't such a bad thing. What a new experience.
Well, you don't really tell your dom what to do. The dom just does it.
Well, yeah, in that scenario, yeah, I guess you're not going to be telling the dom nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're just going to submit.
It's on the contract.
It's on the contract. And you have your safe word, right?
Oh, gosh. Yeah, there was no safe word between us. That's why it got to the drowning part.
Oh. Aren't you supposed to have a safe word? I thought you were supposed to have a safe word.
You are.
Oh.
I honestly didn't really. Yeah, I didn't want a safe word either, though. I feel like, fuck yeah, push the boundaries.
Oh, well, there you go.
Push the limits, you know? Don't actually kill me, but if I die,
I
want to die on a penis. Yes.
Well, yeah, or die after having a fabulous orgasm.
Yeah, or from an orgasm, heart attack and orgasm. That's fine.
That would be a good way to die, really. That's not a bad way to die.
Or choke to death. I was, you know, people are into passing out, like the choking up to the point where you pass out.
Well, I've never quite passed out from it. Gotten almost to that point, but not to the point of actually passing out. But even still, that's pretty
erotic. It gives you a different high.
Yes, it does. Mm-hmm. It really does. It's different. Just like it does when I get in from behind and get my hair pulled.
Oh. Is that your favorite?
I love having my hair pulled. I don't know why. I couldn't have short hair for that reason.
Hey, I have short hair. I still get my hair pulled.
No, you still have enough to pull. I meant like short.
Like pixie cuts.
Like a pixie cut or something.
Well, you could still pull it. I pull guys' hair all the time.
It doesn't give me that same effect. You just have to have a ponytail to go.
Yeah.
To. Yeah. That. Yeah.
How do you do it?
And our time is almost up.
I know. Yeah, one more minute.
One more minute.
So definitely catch us next show. Download the app.
Yes.
And Culture Radio.
Yes.
RSVP. Oh, and follow us. We have a new page, RSVP Talk Lifestyle on Instagram.
Yes, and our Facebook. So, yes, please, definitely.
We're going to start getting more personal on there and have some little IG stories, fun ones.
Yes, so everyone sign up, like it.
And then we can find.